Zakta Mishnah Vayta Masechtas Bava Basra, Perik Beis, Mishnah Beis. Lo Yamid Adam, a person should not set up Tanir, an oven, B'toich HaBayis, inside his house, El Imkain, unless Yesh Al Gabav, you have airspace on top of the oven, Arba Amais, between the ceiling and the top of the oven, there has to be four Amais, at least four Amais of empty space. And that explains about Tanuras to prevent the ceiling from catching fire. Hoyamamidoi ba'aliyah, if he was setting up the oven in the upstairs of his house, tzarech shehei tachtav, so now you have to have underneath the oven, ma'aziva, that's like a layer of plaster, which is shloisha tvachim, at least three tvachim thick, and this is to protect the floor. Now how come he didn't need the plaster when the oven is on the bottom floor? And the answer is because their floors basically was the earth. They were smarter than us. They didn't bother making a floor if you're on the ground level anyway. Well, that doesn't catch fire. But if you're on the second floor, so we have to protect both the floor underneath and the ceiling on top. Now maybe you remember this from Masechta Shabbos. A tanner is an oven where the heat is inside. It gets very hot. Then you have a kira. A kira was more like a stove. It was a box with a hole. The fire was inside, but you placed the pot on top. And the fire is not as strong as that of a tanner. Memela ubakira, if you're setting up a kira, then tefach, only one tefach of this maziv, of this plaster under the kira, will do the trick. However, the imhizik, in regard to these shiurim, even though I follow the Mishnah's instructions, let's say there's a tefach underneath for the kira, or three tefachim of plaster for a tanner, I did what I was told, but lemaisa, there was damage. He still has to pay for the damages. The Batanura explains, the owner of the oven can't say to his neighbor upstairs or downstairs, well, what do you care? If there's damage, I have to pay for it anyway. So let me set up the oven any way I like. And the answer is no. Enechanami, if there's damage, you would have to pay anyway. But I can still force you to set up the oven in such a way that we're taking these precautions. What if the house goes up in flames and you're not going to have the money to pay? You have to realize, if Chas V'Shalom there's a fire, there's a good chance he won't have the money to pay. Vayter, zok the Mishnah. Reb Shimon disagrees. Reb Shimon says, if you follow instructions, you don't have to pay if damages take place. Lo amru kol ha'shiurim ha'elu. We didn't mention these shiurim ela she'im hizik, only to teach us that if damage does happen, patur milashal, he doesn't have to pay. So according to the Tanna Kamma, the purpose of these shiurim is lechatchila. We can force him to set it up this way. But if damages happen, you have to pay. According to Reb Shimon, no, if you follow the instructions, he doesn't have to pay. So quickly, chazring over, we learned in our Mishnah, a person should not set up an oven in his house unless there are four amos between him and the ceiling on top. If he lives in the top floor, there has to be at least three tefachim of plaster underneath to protect the floor underneath the oven. A kira, which is like a stove, has less heat, so it's enough to have a tefach. Tanna Kamma holds, even if you follow instructions, he's left to pay for damages. Should damages occur, he can't just say, well, I'm going to pay anyway, so what's the difference? Let me do what I want. Who says you'll have the money to pay? And according to Reb Shimon, if you follow instructions, you don't have to pay.